Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Alan Zweibel. Good evening, Alan.
Hi, how are you?
By the way, oh boy, here comes showbiz name drop time. My daughter Amy says hello because she attended the wedding of your daughter. She was with Larry David at the time.
Oh my God, I didn't make the connection. Sure. She and Larry were at the same table with Marty Short, Billy Crystal. Who else was there? Christine Lottie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of people there.
when you were coming on, I'm reading all the things that you've done, and I've known many of the things that you've done. And I've seen you on Curb and some other places, and I thought, what are the odds that Amy might know you? So I texted her, and there you have it.
I think, as a matter of fact, she and I sat next to each other. We were all at the same table.
See?
And my wife was on one side of me, and Amy was on the other.
She said, tell her hi, and I'll say, well, later on this evening, I'll give her a call and tell her that.
Say hi to her for me. She's terrific.
I certainly will. Thank you. I'll tell you what else is terrific, your book and also the movie, and I'm a little verklempt, not verklempt. I'm not sure which way to go. I'm going to go to the movie first, okay?
Okay.
Because you've written a book called that, Laugh Lines, My Life Helping Funny People Be Funnier. And I think that's, I'm not saying easy to understand, but the general gist of what that is about is pretty much in the title. However, the movie Here Today is one of the most impressive films I've ever seen.
Wow, and that's so nice to hear.
I have the balance that you and Crystal arrived at with maintaining humor through a totally non-humorous plot line, and also the character development of others in the plot, it just blew my mind. Would you care to say what the movie is about?
Sure, I'd be happy to, and I'm thrilled that you saw it that way. What had happened was, years ago, I was I was the prize at a silent auction. Whoever won the auction got to have lunch with me. All right, so I've got friends like Larry David where they'll pay $100,000 to watch him brush his teeth, right? So the big day came where I got to have lunch with whoever won me in the auction. I live in New Jersey. I drive over a bridge. I pay a toll. I park a car. I pay that guy. I go to the restaurant, and there's this young lady who was the prize winner. And I said to her, how much did you pay to have this lunch? And she said, $22. And I go, you know, it's not Larry David money with $2,200. She goes, no. It was $22. That was the winning bid to have lunch with me. The bidding started at $20 and went up in 50-cent increments. So now I hate her, right? And we order our food, and she orders this huge seafood salad. And as we're talking, I see that suddenly her ear starts to turn red. Then her eye droops, and now her lips are like perpendicular to the floor. She's having an allergic reaction to the seafood. I'm sitting there wondering, when does my obligation to this contest winner end, okay? So I'm a nice enough guy. I take her to the hospital in an ambulance. She doesn't have insurance. I bought her an EpiPen. So what cost her $22 cost me like $1,100.
Right.
So I tell this on the David Letterman show one night, anecdotally. Billy Crystal, who's my buddy forever, he texted me after seeing it and said, let's make that the first scene between an older guy and a younger woman, and let's see where the script takes us. So we started writing, and what the movie's about, that's how they meet each other, and a fun relationship ensues, an older guy, younger woman. But He's a comedy writer, and he has the onset of dementia. And he is writing a book, which is an ode to his deceased wife, and he wants to finish the book before he runs out of his words. And once Tiffany Haddish's character detects what's going on, she becomes his muse. And he ultimately finishes the book thanks to her. And it's a beautiful friendship. It's a romance without sex. And you were absolutely right when you were saying about this movie. Billy and I were very, very careful, recognizing the delicate balance between the gravity of dementia and also trying to make this have some levity to it, you know. So we were very respectful of the disease, and we waded our way through it, you know.
Well, the scene that there are so many, but there's one where he's, and I'm paraphrasing now, where he's at the doctor, and the doctor gives him some more bad news, and he cracks some kind of joke, and the doctor says, "This is no time for humor." And he goes something to the effect of, "This is the perfect time for humor. Don't take my sense of humor away from me," which to me was like, exactly.
That's how we cope. Anna Deavere Smith playing the doctor, and she's such a great actress. It gave that whole situation. She played the neurologist who was telling Billy how the disease was progressing. And she plays it with such authority that you believe that this was the situation. And you're right. When she tells him not to make jokes, Billy said this is the perfect time for it. If not now, when?
Yeah. You know? Right. Because that's the way I deal with things. And sometimes it comes off, maybe to some others, is a little morbid, but that's just the way it goes. I mean, it's how I cope with stuff. And my brother and I, when my parents started having trouble, I'm not going to tell you the ridiculously tasteless jokes we made to each other, but it was our way of coping with that. The movie is called Here Today, written by Alan and Billy Crystal, and we're going to talk some more about it when we come back on 720 WGN. The movie is called Here Today, which implies, without saying, if I'm correct, Gone Tomorrow. How did you get Tiffany Haddish hooked up with Billy Crystal?
Well, that's a great story. When we wrote the script, we made that character generic, and we had no idea who it would be. And we were starting to bat some names around, and we figured when we find the person, we would retool it, okay, to be more specific to whoever's going to play the part. And one Sunday morning, Billy called me and said, "Did you watch SNL last night?" And I hadn't. But I DVR'd it. He says, "Watch it. There's somebody named Tiffany Haddish who hosted the show. Yeah. Call me after you watch it." I watched it, and I called him. I go, "I went, you're right. She's perfect.
She killed."
So Billy's agents got her, her agents, the script. They gave it to her, and she immediately said yes. She wanted to work with Billy, number one. And number two, she has a grandmother who's got dementia. Wow. And she's the main caregiver. So there was an emotional tug that she had.
Wow. It was sort of fun the way this interview unfolded. I didn't really plan it that way, but you told the story of the first scene happening to you in real life, and then we came back with the actual scene from the movie. And as I watched it, that's good. That's good.
That means it's a good interview. Look at that.
the movie itself has that type. Now that I know that was an actual event, and you worked for Saturday Night Live, and there is a part of the plot is a show that is very similar to Saturday Night Live. Right. It's a sketch comedy show. There's writers' meetings.
There's a news segment.
Like Weekend Update. I'm not guessing. I'm betting that most of that material also comes from your experience or Billy's experience on Saturday Night Live, or both of your experiences on Saturday Night.
Both of our experiences. Yeah. I was there the first 5 years.
Yeah.
Billy joined the cast. I had already left. I think he was there for like the 84, 85 season. And we were both very familiar with the terrain, what writers' meetings looked like. And also, Billy played, his character, Charlie, was based on a senior writer at SNL when I was there. His name was Herb Sargent. We were all in our 20s. He was in his 50s. And he was like a TV pioneer. And he became a mentor to me. And when Billy got there, Billy had a similar relationship. So we envisioned him, a senior guy who is sort of the consigliere to the producer.
Right.
Now, Herb in real life didn't get dementia. We just gave that to the character. But that character, Herb, Charlie, was based on this guy, Herb Sargent.
I have to tell you, and I don't think I'm giving away something. To me, this is the whole brilliance of the movie in a nutshell. You just explained Billy Crystal as the sort of the mentor toward this show, and he's also having increasing bouts of dementia, and he still goes to tapings of the show, and he is really upset with this one actor and the way that he emphasizes words, and he loses it. He goes on a tirade on the set, and it's hysterical, but it's because, how do I put this? It was a manifestation of what he was suffering from that turned out to be a hysterical moment on TV that nobody really appreciated being understanding where it came from. Is that fair?
Absolutely. When Billy and I were writing that scene, we always referred to it as the Howard Beale scene.
Yes!
That was
yes!
Peter Finch's character in Network,
right.
And he went crazy on live TV.
Yeah.
So that was our sort of nickname, if you will, for that scene. But you're absolutely right. He got tired of the guy emphasizing the wrong syllables and it was ruining the jokes. And instead of grinning and bearing it as he did up until that point, he loses it. And he walks onto the set on live TV. He berates the actor. He gets the audience involved in putting down the actor.
Yeah.
And afterwards, when he walks off, you see that, oh my God, it's getting worse. This was, you're
yes.
absolutely right.
Yeah.
It was a function of the disease as much as it was from being set up.
And then the misinterpretation on the part of the cast, the viewer, the crew, thinking it was a great comedy bit. This is just a great movie. It's called Here Today. Alan also has a fantastic book out. Talk about the book. I'm not giving you much time, but please talk about the book and also the virtual appearances you're going to make over the next couple of weeks. I think one's with Billy Crystal and the other is with
Al Franken.
Al Franken, yeah.
Yeah. The book is called Laugh Lines, My Life Helping Funny People Be Funnier. It's a cultural memoir. It starts when I'm 21 years old. I'm now 71. I don't know how that happened, but it starts with talking about the Catskill Mountains, where I used to write jokes for stand-up comics there for $7 a joke, SNL, it's Gary Shandling Show, all the different innovative kind of comedy that I've been very fortunate enough to be a part of. So all the people that I've worked with, whether it be Gilder or Dave Barry or Steve Martin, Martin Short, Larry David, they're all in there. Billy Crystal and I are at the 92nd Street Y here in New York, and that will be online Thursday night, and Franken and I on Sunday night will be live online. We'll be in conversation with each other.
And anyone can get online and log in.
Absolutely.
So to speak. Wow.
If they go to alanzweibel.com, they'll see links, and that should tell them what to do.
Well, once again, I just want to emphasize without any equivocation that this movie, boy, I heard what it was about and I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch it, but I don't know. And the more it went on, the more I was impressed at, you know, with the writing, the timing, the acting, the pacing, the way the disease is manifested, the way the humor comes in, what happens with the family. I mean, it just was... ugh. So great, Alan. It was just so great. Thank you.
It really means a lot.
Oh, no. My pleasure. And thank you. And thank you for being with us tonight and All the best to you and your family in the future. Hope to talk to you again sometime.
Thank you, and say hi to Amy for me as well.
I will. Thanks.